Good morning. This is the Charleston Daily Brief for Thursday, September 10th. Charleston County Park spent $2.5 million on the 26th of August to buy 4.27 acres next to the Solu Gree boat landing on James Island. The land was purchased to expand parking at the busy boat ramp. More spaces should give boaters more room and ease the chronic overcrowding at the landing. The National Weather Service in Charleston issued a coastal flood advisory for coastal Colleton and Charleston counties through 10 at night. Water levels are expected to rise above ground level in low-lying coastal areas. Drivers and residents nearby should expect flooding on roads and property through the evening. North Charleston police are investigating a fatal crash Wednesday night in the 6600 block of Rivers Avenue. All westbound lanes were closed at Eagle Drive while investigators worked the scene. Traffic was backed up along that stretch until crews cleared the roadway. Longtime residents and restaurant owners in Park Circle say rising rents and living costs are squeezing them amid the area's rapid growth. The North Charleston neighborhood has seen new developments surge in recent years. Many who built the community now worry they can no longer afford to live or work there. The Charleston County Sheriff's Office closed Ladson Road between Highway 78 and Lincolnville Road after a multi-vehicle crash Wednesday. Drivers were directed to use Von Osen Road as a detour. The closure backed up traffic in the area until responders cleared the scene. A North Charleston clothing company, Born United, was ordered to pay Texas gas station chain Buc-ee's $850,000 for trademark infringement. The company must also stop using the brand's beaver mascot. The ruling sends a message to local businesses about protecting established trademarks. Seasonably warm temperatures are expected today, with area highs near 87 degrees and breezy conditions. There is a high rip current risk at low country beaches and minor tidal flooding expected at Charleston Harbor. Beachgoers should stay out of the water, and residents near the harbor should watch for rising water. Highs near 90 degrees with high humidity are expected today, with rain chances rising by Friday. Minor tidal flooding is also possible Thursday evening at Charleston Harbor. Plan around the afternoon heat and keep an eye on Friday's storms. We close with Dr. Bacon at the Charleston Poorhouse tonight at 6 in the evening. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay up to date at charlestondailybrief.com.